Phil Savage mentioned you as one of the guys that he was looking forward to see play. He said he brought up the fact that, you know, Labor Day you showed out. This is going to be another chance for you to kind of show that, you know, you can play wide receiver.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Do you feel like this is that game where you need to show out?
Yeah, absolutely. All week, you know, every day, you know. This is an opportunity to showcase what I wanted to do all year, you know, on the outside standpoint, playing outside receiver in the inside slot, too. So, you know, beating man coverage is a big emphasis on this, too. So, you know, if you're on the outside, you know, you man up, the best player wins. So it's one-on-one. So I love it.
Before the year, there was talk maybe about possible the transfer to Alabama. Was there any talk with you in Alabama at any point about transferring?
Oh, no. Nah. You know, my best friend, he attended Alabama. But, you know, that's where I was doing my surgery at, so people think I was going down there. I mean, that's where I was doing my rehab. People think I was going down there visiting Alabama. So there's a lot of controversy.
Was it crazy to hear all these rumors that you were possibly transferring to Alabama?
Yeah, man, it got me a lot of Alabama fans, though.
Yeah.
they're very friendly. So, yeah. You know, I appreciate, you know, all Alabama fans, you know, for accepting me. But, you know, there's a lot of things that was going on outside of.
So you never had any contact with any coaches?
No.
What would you tell people about Noah Spence, one of your former teammates this year?
He's a baller, man. You know, I wish he could have stayed, but, you know, he had to make a transition to a different college. It was good for him, you know, just get away from, you know, the big scene of college. Ohio State, you know, just take it all in and just learn from his mistakes. But, once he comes to football, he's a baller. That's my little brother, man. You know, I'm just happy to see him out here, you know, making his dream a reality.
What stands out about his ability?
He just bring a different aspect to the game as a different. I feel like he can play linebacker too. I feel like, you know, he's fast and he's big. He don't look like a DN. The way his body shape is, he remind me of Von Miller. He definitely does. And, you know, Noah's a hard-working guy too, man. He got a motor too, so he can go.
What was that like for you personally when he went through the stuff and eventually got kicked off the team?
I was in his corner. Yeah, you know, ever since, you know, he left, I was always in his corner, and I always stayed in contact with him when he transferred. That's like family. Nah, you know, Noah, he, you know, the trouble didn't, you know, he really not a bad kid. He's not a bad kid at all. He's a real humble kid. He stay, he's not in the social media and anything like that. So he just take care of his business. You know, some young kids, when they come to college, they like to party. So, you know, he got acclimated to that. So he learned from it. So he's good, man. He's a good person.
Braxton, Coach Dooley was talking about
you seen that?
what has been the kind of the part of that of learning how to use your explosiveness but also remaining control?
There's times you can use it. You know, you don't got to use it the whole time. But I feel like, you know, I want to set the tone for a drill. And, you know, if I can do it half speed, I might as well do it full speed. Perfect it. You know, so you know, I work hard for this. You know, so I want to use it. So. That's about it.
How can you adjust that, though, to learn the speed to make sure that you remain in control as you continue to progress? Is there something that you learn in that aspect of being able to try and use those explosiveness and spurts for, you know, to remain within a certain amount of control within the position?
We did a drill not too long after, you know, the two bags. You burst off, then you slow down, go over the bags, then you burst again. So that's he's making an emphasis on the ones I was doing. So you don't got to burst, you don't got to use your explosiveness the whole time. So you change your speed, you know, get the defender flipping and shifting, you don't know a different route, then burst again. And, you know, it's a big advantage. I see what he was talking about.
I think Gary, after that, during the one-on-ones, was telling you about some extra moves with your shoulders. I mean, how have you kind of learned the route running concepts of that, and what Garrett and what Dooley are trying to stress on
you? You know, stuff like that, I don't like to get covered. So, you know, if you get something at the top, a little juice at the top, you know, he's going to bite on something. So I just don't want to be a robot out there just running straight routes, you know. Sometimes you got to give something to the defender to get separation. So, you know, I'm going to take coaching, but I'm going to follow every direction he's telling me. So I'm going to just do what he tells me. So, you know, when it comes to competitive, I'm going to do something, make sure, yeah.
As a wide receiver, what do you think are your traits that you think are the biggest selling points to potential future employers that are watching you?
Can you rephrase that again?
As a receiver, since you switched over and scouts and coaches only have had about a year to see you in that position, what do you think are your biggest selling points to them as they try to figure out if you're their man?
You know, this is, you know, this, when you're on the outside, it's one-on-one. You know, the best player against the best DB, they got out there. So I want to be the best player. I want to be on the outside. I already know I can do the inside. But I never used to, I never played the outside the whole year at Ohio State. So that's a big emphasis this week. I can play inside and outside. So that's advantage. You know, if you can do both, you know, it's a different type of ball game.
Now, you said that you think you're the best athlete, right, in college football.
Who said that?
You did, about a year ago.
I did?
Yeah. Do you still feel
that
way?
I don't talk like that.
Oh, okay.
I ain't say that. I probably say I'm capable of being one, but, you know, okay. I don't be like, yeah, I don't talk like that.
Okay.
Yeah. What'd you say, though?
Well, I was just saying, is that playmaking ability a selling point where, you know, the game is on the line, you can go and make
absolutely, yeah, for sure. You know, if the ball comes my way, I'm going to do something with it. And, you know, I love it. You know, I love it. I've been praying on days like this, and, you know, just able to show it on national level, is just, I love it, so.